Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer at the NFL Combine with ESPN's Todd McShay. And Todd, first of all, thanks for joining us. I want to go back to last year's draft before we hit on this year. The Bears selected Kevin White, the wide receiver, at the seventh pick. Didn't play at all as a rookie. What did you think of him going into the draft last year?
I love the pick. I think they got him right where he was supposed to go. I think he's a guy that is very good after the catch, really good when the ball's in the air, outstanding body control, the ability to adjust, and I think he's a competitive guy that's going to battle back and is going to be a really good player for the Bears.
Looking at this year's draft, what sets it apart from previous ones in terms of the depth maybe at certain positions, the strengths, the weaknesses, and stuff like that?
It's not a good TV draft, as I keep saying. It's not good for quarterback. It's solid for quarterback. Very deep group, but not the elite, you know, big names at the top. But running back, not as strong as you'd like to see. Wide receivers, not as deep and strong as you'd like to see. Tight end is a weak class. But offensive line's pretty good, and defensive front seven's exceptional. I mean, I have 16 guys at defensive tackle in the top 100 overall. Another 12 at defensive end, so it's 28 guys on the defensive line in the top 100, which it would, you know, would be up there with as good as we've ever seen in terms of defensive linemen coming off the board. So a lot of good defensive front seven players to get.
The Bears have the 11th overall pick in the first round. Who are some of the people that might be someone that they would look at that spot?
Well, you know, is there an edge rusher that they want? You know, is there a guy there that they think that can get up the field and get to the quarterback? Noah Spence, are they comfortable with him and his character, and do they trust him? That would be one option. Inside linebackers, another. Maybe upgrading the athleticism and speed. Miles Jack from UCLA is still developing as a player and coming off an injury, but he's just a phenomenal athlete. And so Jalen Smith from Notre Dame, if he gets cleared medically, I honestly think he's one of the best three players in this draft when he's 100%. So there's some interesting options, and a lot of them probably will be on that defensive front seven.
Ryan Pace, the general manager, has talked about in an ideal world, he'd like to take a quarterback every year. Jay Cutler is getting up there. He's going to be 33. They're committed to Jay Cutler, but in terms of looking for a quarterback of the future, how deep can you go in this draft? Can you get one in the mid rounds? Do you have to get one before the third round? What's your opinion about that?
I think it's a really deep class. I think, you know, you get through the top three with Carson Wentz from North Dakota State, Paxton Lynch from Memphis, and Jared Goff from Cal, not necessarily in that order. But then you got Connor Cook from Michigan State and Christian Hackenberg from Penn State, probably will be the next two off the board. But then I think this is where the strength of the draft is. There's a lot of different options from Dak Prescott from Mississippi State, who's a competitive guy, a winner, has some mobility. You get Jacoby Brissett, who is outstanding when the initial play breaks down and can create and extend, but needs to be more efficient and consistent with his accuracy and decision-making. Vernon Adams is a small guy that wouldn't necessarily fit what they want to do, but he's an intriguing prospect. Kevin Hogan, I think, may never be a really good starter in the league, but could be a great backup for a long time. 36-10 as a starter, completed 68% of his throws, pro style system. There's just a lot of different names on that day in that day three range of a guy that could come in, and who knows, maybe you get a really good backup for a long time, but maybe he surprises everyone and becomes the next starter.
Great information, Todd. I really appreciate you joining us, and thanks for watching ChicagoBears.com.